This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham's joining us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. Rob, it's Wednesday. I'm always so excited to be here. And somebody, I'm not going to lie, I heard your voice for 20 whole minutes yesterday. And you sounded marvelous.
Marvelous. Thank you, darling. You're very kind. To Liz, we had a few technical issues this morning, and we did yesterday too. It's wild, isn't it? After doing this for 2 years from home, I thought I'd got really good at it. And then one thing doesn't work, and I realize I know nothing.
Technology, it's literally every day it's changing. And some days it's like, you know what? I think the settings will just be a little different today. Why not?
Why not? Why not just mess it up? I'm only good if I do exactly the same thing every single day. And the minute I do one thing different, that's it. The whole thing's bust. But we're here, thank goodness.
Yes.
You don't know, everybody, noughties, how close this was. We are here, so let's jump into the show before something horrible happens. Let's see if we can get through it. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time.
Hey,
big story at the top of the show. FBI agents almost arrested Brad Pitt. You heard that right. And Angelina Jolie wants to know why they did. So the FBI almost arrested Brad Pitt over the 2016 incident on the aeroplane that ultimately led to his divorce from Angelina Jolie. So it was alleged that Brad was drunk and abusive on the plane. It was a private plane. Now, being that the country's skies are under the jurisdiction of the federal government, the FBI investigates. If you have any trouble on an aeroplane, the FBI is involved. Now, the actor was cleared of any wrongdoings, but his wife at the time, Angelina Jolie, filed for divorce just 5 days later. Now, just today, we found out that a Jane Doe, that's the name you use when you don't want anyone to know who, has sued the Bureau. The Jane Doe has complained about the lack of transparency regarding why the investigation was closed. Now Puck News, whoever they are saying that they're very good. The guy that used to run the Hollywood Reporter started his own news site. It's called Puck News, so don't be scared. He's saying that Jane Doe is, in fact, Angelina Jolie. So in the closed, sealed documents that Puck News has seen, Jolie told the special investigator, the agent, that Brad Pitt was drunk on board. He took her to the back of the plane. He grabbed her shoulders. He allegedly yelled at her, "You are effing up this family." Also, too, she alleges that he poured some beer over her, too. She also alleged that he slapped Maddox. Good grief, Donnie. 2016. We're still talking about it.
Well, this is 6 years later, and I'm shocked that this is just now coming out. I mean, obviously, we had all heard about the rumored incidents on the plane and what happened to Matt. There's only so many people on this plane. Right. It was Brad, Angelina, the kids, and whoever was flying the darn thing.
Right, the pilot, of course. Yeah, but he was busy.
Yeah, so Jane Doe can only be so many people. Right. I don't think it's Shiloh. I don't think Zahara is talking to the FBI. But it's very bizarre that these incidents are coming out now. It makes me question, is something else about to happen? Because why would this be released?
Well, I spoke to my Brad sources, and they said she's trying to humiliate him because everything in the document that Jane Doe wants, Angelina already has. So she has the full document. Yeah. As somebody that was involved in this, she's seen it. She has it. So they think that whoever's doing this, and it is reportedly, we haven't been able to confirm this, it's Angelina Jolie. Angie's just messing with him. She's so angry. My Brad source told me every day he lives in fear of what she's going to do next. What is she going to release? God forbid they have naked pictures together. They were together a long time. Goodness knows. They're a saucy couple. We're probably going to get to see them. Now that, I say bring on. But the rest of it, I say it's starting to look like just petty behavior on her behalf. What do you think, Donnie?
It is petty behavior, and it's sad because these kids, sad, weirdly, they're not kids anymore. If you think of it, these are actually turning into be young adults, and as they get older, I know that in divorces, kids oftentimes take sides, and you choose dad or mom, and it's sad because most of the children have looks like they've chosen mom, which is very, very sad. And it's just like, it's not good for the kids. So if this is her out there leaking this information to humiliate him, she's also humiliating her kids.
Yes, well said. The FBI there. When you read the FBI almost arrested Brad Pitt, that got my attention. But we want to know what you think about this. So the FBI did almost arrest Brad Pitt. And now Angelina Jolie wants to know why they didn't. Did Brad get special treatment? What do you think here? Did Brad get special celebrity treatment? Or do you think the FBI investigated this and there was really nothing there? It was a parent losing their temper. Brad has since said that he no longer drinks. He's given up alcohol during the pandemic. He's gone to therapy. I think he's in a much better place here. What do you think? Did Brad get special celebrity treatment? If you or I, Donnie, were on a plane and had a fight, I don't know if that case would be closed as quickly. I'm just saying, hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, another celebrity, Kiki Palmer, she definitely says she would not be a good president. No. So she was on a podcast and they asked her, would you ever get into politics?
Huh.
She candidly spoke about why she would make a terrible president. She goes, if I was president or something like that, I would be telling the people too much. I'd be like, look, y'all, this is going on. They're trying to kill you. I would tell everyone the truth too much. If you think about it, that sounds fabulous. I want that.
I don't know if I want to hear all the truth. I like secrets being secrets. Like the FBI and people, they should have secrets. They don't need to tell us stuff. I don't want to know where the nuclear weapons are or all that stuff. I don't want to know all this stuff. We don't do politics on this show, but we do talk about celebrities. And I think because of what happened, let's be realistic, now it's a fair question. Like before, if you asked a celebrity, Paris Hilton, somebody, if they want to be president, would laugh. Now we see Kim in the Oval Office. Times have changed. Do you think we'll get to see another celebrity, politician, even president? I say yes. I think we will, Donnie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was that talk forever that Matthew McConaughey was going to run for Senate or whatever in Texas. Yep. The Rock has hinted about it. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, the answer is 100% yes.
Would you like to be president, Donnie?
I would not like to be I would like to be first lady.
Oh, beautiful.
But not the resident. Those fabulous gowns.
Oh, being in charge of that rose garden. And hey, let's not get into that on this show. Let's move along. So this is a sad story. Anne Heche, a lost podcaster, Anne Heche did, talked about a role she regretted not getting with the Oscar-nominated Tom Cruise. So several months before her death, Anne sat down to do a podcast, and she said that she actually met with the producers of Jerry Maguire, and she was going to be part of that movie. She explained on the podcast that she did a full screen test, and ultimately the part went to Renee Zellweger. I think that was probably a great choice. Renee is marvellous in that movie. Anne said that she might have insulted the film's director during the audition, and that's probably why she didn't get the part. She was like, quote, "I don't understand who she is because he's not really in love with her, so I don't understand the movie. You can't really make a love story if he doesn't really love her. It makes no sense." She said her agent called after this audition saying, "Why did you tell him that?" He then went on to say, "You didn't get the part. Why did you tell him that?"
This makes me love Anne Heche even more. It's like, but that's hilarious because this is back in the time when, you know, actresses would be scared. They'd go in there and do anything to do a part. And she was like, "Sweetie, this movie doesn't make what's going on? It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense." She was like, "I don't think you can do a love story when the guy doesn't really love the girl." She has a point.
I love that. Also, I've seen Jerry Maguire. I know you've seen, everyone's seen Jerry Maguire. Renee Zellweger was perfect in the film. So I'm kind of glad it went to Renee, but still, it makes me like Anne Heche.
It all sort of bubbles down to what's right in the end, and I think Renee was really right for this role. Donna, you do auditions there. You do quite a lot of auditions. Are you truthful?
No, they want me to pretend to be in love with somebody. Fine, I'll pretend to be in love with that. I don't care. Tom Cruise, exactly. How many times do we get to kiss? That's my first question. Do I get to see him naked? That's my second question.
I fear I'm the same. I'll say whatever you want. Give me the script. Give me the part. Yeah. Whatever you want. What, Tom Cruise movie? I'm going to be rich. You know what? I love me. Don't love me. Okay, moving along. Now, I know you were all about Grey's Anatomy. It's your show. So big news here about a former couple who appear to at least be friendly again. What's going on?
Well, Rebecca Gayheart, she shared photos of her family vacay with her estranged husband, Eric Dane.
Oh.
So Eric Dane was the hottie, Dr. McSteamy.
Steamy.
Not to be confused with Dr. McDreamy. It was Dr. McSteamy.
Yeah. Who did you like better?
Oh, McSteamy.
McSteamy.
McDreamy was arrogant. Arrogant. Didn't know. McSteamy. But then also, Eric Dane's on Euphoria. So for those who are watching the new show, well, he and Rebecca Gayheart, they divorced years ago. And apparently didn't end well. It was very nasty.
Very nasty.
Well, now Rebecca shared a photos. They were on a vacation with their daughters, Georgia Dane and Billy Dane.
Oh.
And she posted, "This is us. Family vacay 2022. They're getting back together. Why would you post This Is Us?
I've heard that they are very friendly and she knows we're watching. She knows what she's doing when she posted this. Why did he leave Grey's? I'm not the biggest Grey's fan like you, Donnie. Was he risen out of the series because he died or something tragic happened? What happened?
It was like a mass exodus at the time. It was like four cast members died in like a big cast shakeup from a plane crash. Oh. And he was one of them.
Oh, dear. He was so handsome. Didn't he make a sex tape? That, remember that? Yes, there was something.
He
did. I remember this. Yes.
Let me Google that real quick. But on my phone, so nobody will notice.
Eric Dane. And I think Rebecca was in the tape. Yes, and somebody
and
else.
Also, in the Euphoria, he's the one that was like licking the guy's...
No.
Yes, that KJ Apa from Riverdale.
Oh, we'll have to have a Google after the show. Listen to us. Hey, moving along, Prince Charles and Prince William are treating Prince Harry with caution until after his memoir comes out. So we told you yesterday, Harry and Meghan are returning to the United Kingdom. They're going to be back for just a few days. They're probably going to see the Queen while they're there, but they're not going to see William or Charles. Now, it has been revealed that is for a very good reason. They don't really want to socialise with Harry or Meghan. They don't trust them. So they've got loose lips. The two of them do have loose lips. And more dangerously than the lips, they've now got a pen. He has a book coming out. So with a book coming out very shortly, would you trust him? I don't know if I'd meet him either. Would you, Donnie?
I would meet him, but I would also have my cameras rolling or my video recorded just in case if anything came out, I'd be like, "No, sweetie, this is exactly what was said."
I can't imagine being that famous that you have to worry about stuff like that. Can you imagine going for dinner and somebody's recording you under the table? Maybe you don't have to be famous for that. Maybe you've got just like really devious friends. Is there anybody in your circle, Donny, who you've ever wondered, could they be taping me?
I mean, to be honest. No, because the thing is, funny thing is, you would tell us if you were taping.
I tell you.
You'd be like, Smitty, it's on aquatic, letting you down.
Speak up. Yeah. Speak up. I can't hear you. Speak up. Speak it directly into the microphone.
Oh, actually, funny story. Speaking of Meghan Markle, Katy Perry and her husband live in Montecito.
Yes.
And apparently Meghan Markle is still a little salty over a remark Katy Perry made about her years ago.
Years ago.
Oh, she's Real Housewives of Montecito.
So when she got married, somebody asked Katy for some reason about Meghan's dress.
Why not?
And Meghan said it's beautiful, but she needed one more fitting. She said the fit's a little off, and it was a little off. If you go back and look at pictures, I think it's a Givenchy dress. Like, it's a really fabulous dress, but the fit is a little off. It doesn't quite fit her. And Katy Perry was the only one that said anything about it. We all thought it. Maybe we weren't asked, but Katy said it. Ooh. And to this day, she holds a grudge.
Oh, would you imagine the Trader Joe's in Montecito? They walk by each other. She throws an avocado at her. Oh, I love the drama there.
Drama of it. Now, Harry and Orlando are quite friendly.
Of course.
So it's very tricky, isn't it? She did say it. She said, you needed another fitting. It's a cruel thing to say. It's so shame. Katy Perry said that about it. Meghan. I know. Meghan's still furious. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Donny Meacham. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da. Da, da.
Yesterday, we talked about Harry and Meghan's. That's a lovely fanfare. Thank you. We talked about Harry and Meghan's trip to the UK. They're going to see the Queen, but they're not going to see William or Kate or Prince Charles. Now, is this a missed opportunity? Well, good for them. They haven't been treated too well, they think. What do you think? A missed opportunity? Well, good for them. Let's have a look. Oh. See, you're nice, naughties. 70% said it's a missed opportunity. You're peacekeepers. You are. Now, Donna, you hold a grudge, so you probably would have voted good for them. Where are you on this?
I would make sure everywhere I was just 10 feet from them, but not close enough to say hi.
No, you just, would you look at them or give them a glance or wave? Like,
I would make sure I would find out what Starbucks William went to. And the second he left, I would walk in and order my own drink. And he's like, oh, just missed you. How sad.
Well, so I'm petty. With the majority. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, the Today Show's Hoda, she's always sweet, and of course, so she's our nicest of the day. She spilled on the joy of raising daughters, Haley and Hope, co-parenting with her ex, and of course, why she would adopt again. Now, her morning routine sounds a little exhausting. I'm not going to lie. She goes, every morning I leave them a note and a map to find the note. I draw cartoons and then I hide it so they can see it before they go to school.
That's sweet because she's at work when they go to school, but it's a lot of work at that time of the morning.
She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm not writing notes at 3. I'm barely brushing my teeth. Yeah.
That's what I say. But then she's very sweet. She says she picks them up in the afternoon. They eat dinner at 5 and bath by 6, drying off by 6:30, lights out by 7. Sounds like a very strict regime.
Hoda's in bed herself by 7:30 if you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you imagine getting up at 3?
When I used to host a morning show at a local station in Jersey, I had to get up at 3:30 every morning. It was miserable. You have no life.
My friends, you met my friends at the Today Show. They said it's like permanent jet lag and you never get used to it. And on the weekends, your body does not jump back. It doesn't snap back. And they said it really ruins your social life because you do go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
They get dinner at 3 p.m. Yeah. It's terrible, isn't it? Garrett, who co-hosts on a Monday, he's been doing Z100 now for over, I think, 10 years, over a decade. He has to get up at like 4 a.m. Oh, it's not for us.
Yeah. And then you got to get up and be sprightly.
You got to be up and be nice to him. Why aren't you on television? Oh, I'd be nasty at that time of day. Hoda goes on to say, though, that the children bring her so much joy, she's thinking of adopting another one, and she does co-parent with her ex. She goes on to explain, I love this, sometimes relationships evolve. Sometimes perfectly nice people can go their separate way. Sometimes a relationship ends on your very last breath, and sometimes it ends long before that. But there's no ill will. I like this because we often think when relationships end, there's drama.
Yes.
Something bad's happened. You just might evolve or evolve apart. That's happened with me, Donnie. I've had some friends that I do miss. I think about them every so often and I do text them, but we neither one of us make the effort to actually get together.
Yes. It does happen. There's sometimes you look over and you go, it's the thought of waking up to you again for another day makes me want to chew my arm off.
And you shouldn't.
And it just ends.
Then it's time to say goodbye. Hoda's our nicest of the day. And now my naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty,
shame.
Naughty. So Bachelor Nation is slamming the Bachelorette host for not disclosing that one of the contestants got COVID-19. So Gabby's man, Logan, tested positive on the show before the cocktail party, although hours before he was hanging out with everybody on a group date. So he ultimately left, and then Jesse Palmer delivered the news to Gabby, but he didn't tell the boys, didn't tell the guys why he had left. Now, Bachelor Nation is up in arms about this, saying, Jesse, you should have informed the guys that the person they were hanging out with just earlier in the day has COVID. And I think they're probably right. What do you think?
I'm a little torn on the situation because I would imagine that before going on the show, you had to have been vaccinated. So yes. I think it does lower the risk. And you do know what you're getting yourself in. You're quarantining with 20 men.
Yeah, and they're tested constantly on the
constantly.
Show. Something suspicious here.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what other people are saying.
Logan actually took to Instagram and explained that his talking about his mental health, and he was saying that being on a reality show is not what he thought it would be.
It's awful.
It means there's more to this story.
There's more to this. We know those housewives, and I've got to admit, it's a rough job, and they're well suited for it. But anybody on a reality show, oof. I don't know if we can say they're really kind people. I don't think you can go on a reality show if you easily get upset because it's a tough job. It's a tough job. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. This is a quote from Oprah Winfrey. She said the following, and I love it. Quote, do the one thing you think you can't do. Fail at it, try again, and do better the second time. The only people who never tumble are the ones that never get up on the high wire. This is your moment. Own it. Take a risk. Take a risk, my friends. You never know. It might actually work out. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.